1390 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Talks continue to pass a spending package before next week's government shutdown deadline. In the Senate, though, Chuck Schumer rolling out a short-term fix. ABC's Ann Flaherty is in Washington.
With the clock ticking and Congress having yet to pass a single appropriations bill, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is moving ahead with a plan to pass a temporary spending bill. Schumer says there will be a procedural vote next Tuesday that would pave the way to keep the government fully open past the 19th. House Speaker Mike Johnson hasn't said whether he'd support such a plan. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
Government data showing consumer prices rose 3.4% in December compared to last year and were unexpectedly up from the month before. Prices are going down for gas, milk, and eggs from last year, but still high due to inflation. Bill Belichick announcing he's leaving the New England Patriots. He led the team to 6 Super Bowl wins and spent 24 years with the franchise. No word where he might go next. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jerry O'Connor is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel.
Right now, the hurdle is very high to fully prosecute and convict a sex trafficker. This is going to make that process more clear, and I think it's a better direction for law enforcement, the courts, and for prosecutors.
The bills would increase awareness, impose tougher punishments, and make it easier for victims to sue traffickers. More people in Wisconsin are enrolled for Medicare and Medicaid than ever before, more than 250,000 as of December 23rd. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the previous record was reached in 2017. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A few inches of snow fell last night across southwestern Wisconsin, causing several districts to call in for two-hour delays. It's a prelude to a winter storm warning in effect through Saturday morning, which is projected to bring over a half foot of snow across all of southern and western Wisconsin. Local storm totals could top 1 foot of accumulation. After the storm, temperatures will plummet over the weekend, with wind chills in the negative 20 to negative 30 range. High winds and blowing and drifting snow will affect travel as well. La Crosse Regional Airport Director Ian Turner is leaving his position after 5 years on the job. He'll be taking a similar position in his home state of Idaho. The airport was named one of the country's most reliable in 2023 by a private jet charter service, with fewer than 10% of flights going in or out delayed or canceled throughout the first 8 months of last year. The airport will host the Blue Angels as part of the Deke Slayton Airfest later this year. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Badgers beat the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, battled but got the win at Ohio State. The final 71-60, Max Klesman scoring 18 points in the second half. Number 11th ranked Marquette upset at home, losing 69-62 to Butler. The Golden Eagles now have lost 3 of their last 5. College football, after 17 years at Alabama, Nick Saban announces his retirement from coaching. Saban is 72 years old. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday. At 12-5, the Cowboys are the best team Green Bay has faced all season. I asked Jordan Love, they found a way to win against the Chiefs. Is that going to help them this week in Dallas?
Oh, definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going to the playoffs, the mindset, you know, be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across
the Civic Media Network. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm watch has been issued for our area. Snow starts overnight with 1 to 2 inches possible by the morning. Then it really ramps up throughout the afternoon with winds whipping up to 40 miles per hour, putting down another 3 to 5 inches. Friday night, it turns cold, bringing a fluffier snow, and drops another 1 to 3 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring from high above on Alaska and French Island, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide and live on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, I'll take you in order. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Bob?
Well, I think we've got to undercut some of these arguments. The Trump people, they're being indicted not as a political prosecution, but as legitimate prosecution, of which 90 to 95% of the witnesses are all Republicans that were hired by Trump or so, you know, and that point needs to be made clear to the holdouts and the Fox and audience and stuff like that. You know, the extremists are listening to this lie over and over and over again that it's a political process. And the counter to that is to cite that all the witnesses, or almost all the witnesses, are Republicans and often Republican lawyers, and refuting all the big lie stuff. I think that's the 30-second ads that they got to start running. They've tried running ads at Fox News, and it had no effect. So I don't know where you go with that, you know, with such a stubborn clique that you're up against. But I think the Republicans are after Trump, not the Democrats. I think we can make a theme like that and sell it to the middle class. Or the middle rotors.
I think that's a pretty deep insight. And let me, what I liked about the way you presented it was very dispassionate. It's not strident. You say, look, this is not a political prosecution because it's Republicans doing it. They're providing the evidence. It wasn't a Democrat who said that his Fifth Avenue apartment was 30,000 square feet. It wasn't a Democrat who advised him to sneakily get $168 million in interest payments that he wasn't entitled to. And, you know, if anybody else had it, it wouldn't even be on the front page. The guy had been the who's gal by now. I think that's a very, very good point. And I hope people out there who are listening to this and who are talking to people who may be skeptical or pro-Trump people, keep that in mind. These are Republican witnesses, Mark Meadows, Giuliani, the rest of them have ratted on him. And there are others who have ratted on him too. Thanks a lot for calling, Bob. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Great show as usual. You know, in the state of Wisconsin, I think you have to be in office for at least 1 year, served 1 year of your term before you can be recalled. So I don't know what that date would be for Voss. But anyhow, you know, worse still, being assaulted by the people of January 6th that tried to overturn the election because they can continue, you know, to lie. Even though when the facts are out there, they continue to get people roused up. And it's just, it's unbelievable to me. And I wish people, you know, who are on the fence, who really haven't seen this, I wish they would watch. I challenge you to watch a meeting, watch some of the meetings that the Congress holds and see the people that they put in charge of the committees. They have no ideas. They don't try to work on any of the people's problems, and all they do is try to raise chaos and dysfunction and spread lies. I mean, I couldn't believe it, you know, when I was watching yesterday when they were trying to go after Hunter Biden, and it was like, you know, Biden's son, Hunter Biden, wasn't even in the Capitol. He wasn't had anything to do with the government, and, you know, and then calling them names and using gross terms, some of the women on the Republican Party, it was like I didn't know what I was watching. I thought, you know, if these people, if we're never in trouble, we're up the creek without a paddle with these people running the show. And they're on strategic committees. They're overseeing our military. They're overseeing workforce development. They're overseeing health in the workplace. I mean, you guys got to pay attention. These people got to go. I'm serious about this. I'm getting too old to watch this, Matt. Right. Young people need to watch and see what they need to fight for. So you thank know, you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, as always, Jane, two things. One, that was an excellent thought that I didn't have, that when Voss gets reassigned to his new district, he will not have been in that district for a year. That's right. I have a feeling this recall isn't going anywhere. But secondly, what you said is right on the money, and there's absolutely no integrity. You know, there has been partisan conflict in the past. I'm very familiar with it. I've been involved in it. But I've never seen this level of dishonest criminal conduct on the part of a party, the Republican Party, and the absolutely, you know, going after Hunter Biden and not going after Jared Kushner, you know, that kind of thing, and posting naked pictures of him, naked pictures. In a committee hearing, naked pictures, and then you know, talking about his genitals and all this. I mean, this is the Republican Party, not the Republican Party I remember as a kid. I'll tell you that. Thanks for calling, John of Boaz. And for those of you out there, I believe John Boaz is a village in Richland County. John of Boaz, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today?
Yes. Matthew, and we're known for the mastodon that was found here in 1897.
Right. I've seen there was a mastodon skeleton there. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, thank you.
I would like to talk about the current news in Madison.
Yep.
If you caught the news about this rookie cop getting a high-speed chase, and then the offender who was killed from crashing. Now, what kind of a rookie cop is trained to chase somebody down? When I was a child, I was chased by the cops in our town because I was riding my mini bike, and he ran that mini bike over. Then.
Well, sorry to hear that, John. But yeah, one thing I want to comment on what you said because it's an important issue, and then we're going to go to the next caller. I'm not familiar with that news in Madison, to be candid with you, so I've not seen that. But in Milwaukee, there has been a rash of police chases that have involved deaths, and not just of the perpetrator, but of innocent people. There was a pregnant woman. You know, the perpetrator goes at 90 miles an hour down Capitol Drive, which is a major thoroughfare, and broadsides her. Milwaukee had a police chief who was one of the best in the country, Ed Flynn, no relation to me, but he was one of the best. And he got a foul of the common council because they said to him, they had no policing experience, you're not chasing people who steal cars. And he said, you can kill people by doing that, but I can track it down otherwise and get them. They said, no, you got to chase them. And he said, well, that's not good policing. And then basically they squeezed him out and they put other people in who now chase. It's a very bad idea. When I was in law school, I wrote an article called Police Accountability in Wisconsin. And you can look it up in the Wisconsin Law Review. It's 1974 Wisconsin Law Review. And in it, a high-speed chase is essentially the use of deadly force. Because a 90-mile-an-hour car going down Capitol Drive or, say, State Street in Madison or wherever it is, you might as well fire a bullet, and it kills people. And yet, at common law, you couldn't use deadly force to pursue somebody who hadn't committed a felony. So I advised, don't chase people. Call it off. But these younger cops, a lot of times, they get their blood up and they do it. So whatever town in Wisconsin you're from, whatever city, if there have been deaths by these chases, get up at a meeting and say, no, we don't want these chases. There are other police methods. Don't do it. That's an important call you just made, John. And you weaved in some of your own background, and I was sorry to hear some of that, but I appreciate your calls as always. From Boaz, Wisconsin. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Matt. Yeah, you mentioned Newt Gingrich and Denny Hastert and the study and both of them, you know, left in some disgrace, and Hastert's disgrace was far worse. I mean, that he was involved in sexually molesting or raping children. And, you know, he served time for that, and and what's ironic to me is the Congress Republicans still apply the Hastert rule. You would think that they would have reinvented that to get his name out of there, because that whenever I hear it, you know, then maybe I'm a little bit better informed than some, that I think, right. Well, why are you still invoking a child rapist as a rule you have in Congress there, that and Newt Gingrich is, you know, that one of his misdeeds was helping speed along the citizenship for Rupert Murdoch, that, or, you know, some involvement in some publication of some book there that was a little untoward, and that it just is. But why a man like Newt Gingrich is still politically relevant is just kind of sickening to me. That
yeah, I agree with that. Newt Gingrich, by the way, he was the one that tried to, you know, just get Clinton and keep going after Clinton. But in 1998 was 6 years into Clinton's two terms. And the book on that, the rule of thumb is not that in the middle of the second term of an incumbent, the other party should pick up 20, 30 seats. He ended up losing a couple of seats. And the minute that happened, because they knew how bad he was, they knew how incompetent he was and how crooked he was, the Republican Party wouldn't support him anymore, and they put in a new speaker. So I have nothing good to say about Newt Gingrich. He was one of the first to really put divisiveness into our government, and he was utterly untrustworthy, utterly untrustworthy. Coming up, we're going to get to the issue of Trump doing work for the Chinese bank, and we're also going to get to South Africa's claim against Israel. Coming up.
The rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, CarMex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for CarMax? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created CarMax in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for CarMax when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Greenfield, RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to the show.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Trump came right out and said it. You recall, I think it was in yesterday's show, I said that the Democrats, when they were in Congress, when they control Congress under Pelosi, were able to look at 4 of 500 accounts that Trump had, or 500 businesses or business entities that had been getting foreign money. And looking at four of them, he got $7.8 million while he was president. And $5 million of that or more was from China. And there's obviously, in the other 496 ways he could have gotten it, there's plenty more. This guy's a money machine. And everybody speculated, because unfortunately, the Republicans won after the 4 months of this investigation, and they shut it down. McCarthy shut it down. But the investigation showed $6 million of the 7.8 came from China. I had always had a question. What's that all about? Why did China give you 5.8 million, 5.6? And some of it was from a Chinese bank. Well, Trump just came out and he was asked that question. Here's what he said. He said, I was doing services, quote unquote, doing services for that foreign money. And what he was trying to do was saying it wasn't just a bribe. In other words, they didn't just give it to him. I did services. Oh, really? Okay. What kind of services? I'd like to do those kind of services. If a bank's going to give me $5.8 million, I'll do, fine. What do you want me to do? You want me to recite the introduction to the Canterbury Tales or something? I mean, what kind of services? You don't know jack about Chinese banks. It turns out the Chinese bank that's at issue was a bank that had been criminally circumventing American sanctions, international sanctions on North Korea over their nuclear program. And yet they paid Trump $5 point some odd million. And that's only the initial part of the investigation. I think we are entitled to know what those services were. He used the term services. I was doing services for him. Well, you're an accountant. You're doing their accounting. You're filing their taxes. They don't pay taxes over there. If Xi likes them, they pay no taxes. If he doesn't like him, he taxes them to death. It's a crooked deal. It's a crooked country. It's a crooked culture. What services were you doing? What services were you doing? And that question should be asked for all the other entities that paid him. All the other entities that paid him, including Egypt, Nigeria, and all the rest. What kind of services were you doing, Jack? You're president of the United States. You're precluded in the Constitution from making a profit off of any foreign country. What were you doing? Another issue that's come up. South Africa has filed a complaint in the World Court, the International Court in The Hague, alleging that Israel is committing genocide. Now, that's false. And South Africa should be reminded that at one time, under apartheid, the United States and Israel and a lot of other countries sided with Nelson Mandela to get rid of that. So thanks a lot. Let me tell you what's going on here. Israel was attacked on October 7 without provocation. 1,200 Israelis were killed, and a lot of women were butchered. They were sexually mutilated. 12, 13, 14-year-old girls were raped, and their genitals were mutilated with nails, guns, and knives. These are animals that did that in Hamas. Israel went in. You cannot possibly tolerate that. You can't possibly, especially when Hamas says we're going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. It was a cauldron of hate, and it went in there. And they killed a lot of them, and they're still looking for them. You can't tolerate that. South Africa said nothing about that. And let me tell you something about the World Court, the International Court. Guess who doesn't belong to it? The United States. Why not? The United States doesn't belong to it because they opened up a file against us, the United States, that's still pending for alleged genocide in Afghanistan, for going to try to save the Afghans from the Taliban. People in the international community said, okay, there's a group called ISIS. Why don't you open up a file against them? They're murdering Christians. They've murdered hundreds of thousands of Christians in the Middle East, in Iraq, and in Africa. And this World Bank said, well, they're not a country, so we have no jurisdiction. We said, okay, then go against Hamas. They're not a country. We have no jurisdiction. They only open up files on Israel and the United States. Now, the judges, who are these judges? Many of them are Africans from Muslim countries in Africa who sit in robes paid by Europeans, and they stroke their chins, and then they say, well, anybody who kills anybody in these countries, in Afghanistan, anybody in the Middle East or Africa, and they come from Europe or the United States, it's genocide. But if the provocation for it is even greater sadism and genocide by the other side, we don't have jurisdiction. They're a fraud. This world, first of all, the international court should be composed basically of judges from Europe, the United States, and African countries and Asian countries that can be trusted and aren't deeply anti-Semitic and deeply opposed to Judeo-Christianity. This is an absolute fraud, and I have this to say from the clowns from South Africa. Many of us, all the liberals in the United States and in Europe, stood with you, stood with Nelson Mandela when apartheid was there, and we're not putting up with this. So my advice to the Europeans is, why are you paying these clown judges? Why aren't you taking their robes, handcuffing them, flying them somewhere in Africa and letting them out at the highway? And that's what they deserve. They're no good. They're no damn good. China doesn't belong to it either, the World Court, because of what they're doing with the Uyghurs. Russia doesn't belong to it because of what they're doing in Ukraine. So Russia, China don't belong to it. The United States would belong to it if they would say, okay, we'll go against ISIS, we'll go against Hamas. And when it comes to Afghanistan, you have to understand something. The Afghan government invited us in. The Taliban are the sadists. We were fighting them. We spent a lot of money to do that. And then we finally said, if the Afghan government isn't going to stand up, why should we? Whenever you hear the word international court, world court, it's a scam. It's crooked. They are against Western civilization. They're against the United States and Europe. They don't care about ISIS, and they don't care about Hamas. So it's important that you have full historical information on what's going on there. Well, coming up, a lot of news and weather, and you will see Tiffany Fitzgerald and Grothman of Wisconsin disgracing themselves. Coming up. It's getting better all the time.
Better all the time. Better, better, better. Getting so much better all the time.
soaring from high above Holman and UW La Crosse. This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families in need in Wisconsin will get help buying groceries this summer. Families in the federal Summer Electronic Benefits Program will get food cards with $40 a month for each eligible child. Wisconsin is one of 35 states in the program. A new report says S&P 500 CEOs make 300 times more than the average worker. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate. She says some CEOs even make 1,000 times more.
There's no person in the world that adds as much value as 1,000 other people. There's no question if the 1,000 workers disappeared versus if the CEO disappeared, what would be the outcome?
Some shareholders are pushing to require executives to hold stock longer to reduce short-term stock manipulation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A few inches of snow fell last night across southwestern Wisconsin, causing several districts to call in for two-hour delays. It's a prelude to a winter storm warning in effect through Saturday morning, which is projected to bring over a half foot of snow across all of southern and western Wisconsin. Local storm totals could top 1 foot of accumulation. After the storm, temperatures will plummet over the weekend with wind chills in the negative 20 to negative 30 range. High winds and blowing and drifting snow will affect travel as well. A police chief in Trumbull County is being accused of OWI after a crash last week. Patrick McKillop, the police chief in Oliva, was cited on Monday with his first OWI. According to court records, the crash happened just before midnight on Highway 10 last Thursday. McKillop was driving a government vehicle when he crashed outside of the police department. The Wisconsin State Patrol did the field sobriety test and worked the crash scene. McKillop will appear in court later this year. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Badgers beat the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, battled but got the win at Ohio State. The final 71-60, Max Klesman scoring 18 points in the second half. Number 11th ranked Marquette upset at home, losing 69-62 to Butler. The Golden Eagles now have lost three of their last five. College football, after 17 years at Alabama, Nick Saban announces his retirement from coaching. Saban is 72 years old. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday. At 12-5, the Cowboys are the best team Green Bay has faced all season. I asked Jordan Love, they found a way to win against the Chiefs. Is that going to help them this week in Dallas?
Well, definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going to the playoffs, the mindset, you know, be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm watch has been issued for our area. Snow starts overnight with 1 to 2 inches possible by the morning. Then it really ramps up throughout the afternoon with winds whipping up to 40 miles per hour, putting down another 3 to 5 inches. Friday night, it turns cold, bringing a fluffier snow, and drops another 1 to 3 inches. Right now, it's 24.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
News talk for Holman, Onalaska, and of course, La Crosse. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the line, Steve of Cudahy, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt. I'm a frequent caller, but I have to take notice on your Israeli and South Africa analogy. When Israel was formed in 1948, and back then for decades, the United Nations and the world had embargoes on the apartheid government of South Africa, Israel reached out to them to find out how they can displace the Palestinians in the same way how they wanted to displace in South Africa the blacks. They were the first to continually have under the middle finger of the United Nations and the World Court, they numerously sold weapon systems to South Africa with the ongoing war with the
ANC. Steve, hold on a second. Let me tell you something. I certainly respect you, but that's baloney. That's propaganda. The fact of the matter is that the Israelis were not trying to displace anyone. They were formed in 1948. Truman recognized them right away. They were immediately invaded by all the surrounding Arab countries. They fought back. They were invaded three times. They have offered many, many times to keep the boundaries as they were and keep up a Palestinian state, and they've been attacked. They've been nothing but attacked. They've been nothing. I don't know where you're getting your information, but I suggest that you read some other history books other than the ones you're talking about, because that is absolute baloney and not the case that they were trying to get any advice about getting rid of Palestinians. They wanted to live with Palestinians alongside them. And this is a country that's 9 miles wide at its narrowest and 80 miles wide as its longest, and they've been continuously attacked. So I don't buy that at all, not even remotely. Okay, so now we're going to go to something else. I told you about Tiffany, I told you about Fitzgerald, and I told you about Grothman. Well, here's the deal. They all voted in committee to hold Hunter Biden in contempt. All voted in committee. Grothman apparently was silent. Tiffany and Fitzgerald spouted off. One of the things I loved about this part of it is that there's a Democratic congresswoman named Madeline Dean from Pennsylvania. And she proposed an amendment. I love this amendment. I would have proposed it. She says, all right, we'll hold Hunter Biden in contempt. And I amend it to say we also hold Jared Kushner in contempt for the $2 billion that he got from Saudi Arabia and his refusal to talk about it. Tiffany, who is a real piece of work, I don't know how I know that he thinks it's a Republican district. Much of that district was my friend Dave Obey's district. And Dave Obey is a guy who held it quite well for almost 40 years, I think. He was elected in a special election in 1969, after Alvin Okonski, the prior guy, had it. And he held it to something like 2009. I mean, it's a terrific run, 2010. In any event, Tiffany somehow is defiling that seat. And here's what Tiffany says, quote, to Madeline Dean, your amendment is, quote, another hit piece designed to obfuscate the issue at hand, which is Hunter Biden. All right, let's talk about that. I'm with Madeline Dean, and I'm going to tell you why I'm with Madeline Dean. I'm with Madeline Dean because Hunter Biden gets $2 billion, with a B, from the Saudis, who have money to burn. I mean, the Crown Prince spent $500 million on a yacht. He spent over $100 million on a painting by an obscure European artist. $100 million. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. His oil is gold. And so in any event, $2 billion. And the Crown Prince goes, manage that for me. Well, hey, where's my $2 billion? I'll manage it for you. The truth of the matter is that Hunter Biden couldn't find his rear end if he had both hands in his back pockets when it comes to managing money or anything else for that matter. So he takes it, and the Crown Prince doesn't care what he invested in. Why is this important? because a money manager like that will get 2% of the amount being managed every year. 2% of 2 billion is 40 million. So what he gets is 40 million a year paycheck the rest of his life, as long as he has it under management, $40 million. And his only overhead is a couple of computer terminals, some staff, some secretaries. That's pretty sweet. That's a bribe. And that went to Donald Trump and even through his son-in-law. Now, Donald Trump, think about this. Donald Trump stuck by the crown prince when it came to the Khashoggi thing. In 2018, Donald Trump is on the take from the Russians and from the Saudis. In 2018, some Saudi military people who are being trained by us in Florida brought pistols to the class and shot our sailors. Killed them. The ones that didn't do the shooting were then just deported back to Saudi Arabia without any interrogation by the FBI. Come to find out that they had been going up to New York City on weekends scouting bombing targets. Now, any decent American president would have criticized that, maybe sanctioned Saudi Arabia, maybe kept all of those Saudi people in the country while they could be roasted by the FBI. No. Trump let them all go. And then Trump goes, yeah, this is sad, but I talked to the crown prince and he is very, very unhappy that it happened. In return, Jared Kushner gets $2 billion and $40 million a year. And you're telling me that they're investigating what? Hunter Biden? Go ahead, investigate him. I have no brief for him. I'm not trying to do anything for him. But how about also the guy getting $40 million a year? Give me a break. Give me a break. And the clown Tiffany goes to Madeline Dean. Well, it's a hit piece. Irrelevant. Issue at hand is Hunter Biden. So the issue basically is, if it's a Democrat, we'll go after him. If it's a Republican who made multiples of this and is making it every year, and his father-in-law is a crook and now ahead in the Republican primary, and Saudi Arabia and Putin are licking their chops, that's okay. This is a corrupt Congress. The Republican Party, with few exceptions, Adam Kinzinger is an exception, Liz Cheney, there are others. It's corrupt, very corrupt. All right, I'm going to the lines. Todd or Billy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Matt, good to talk to you this afternoon. You know, all the things that are being pursued right now in terms of getting Trump off the ballot, in terms of prosecuting Donald Trump, those are all appropriate and should be pursued. And I don't think any of them are going to necessarily bear fruit, especially in the time that we need them to. Yes, those things still should happen, but we, more than anything, we just need to beat the socks off of Trump and the MAGA movement at the ballot box. That would be a better outcome than anything else. That's going to make more of a difference than any prosecution, et cetera. And we're going to do it. That's my feeling. Hope you have a great afternoon, Matt.
Yeah, you know, I like your spirit. I love your calls, and thank you for that call. In other words, look, we're going to beat this guy. Right now, our Democratic candidate for the Senate in Michigan is way ahead of the Republican. I think that there's some underlying text going through people's minds around the country that says, you know something? They're bothered by Trump. They really are bothered by the criminality. I think that's exactly right. Thanks for calling. Going back to the lines, Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling, Northwoods Terry. What's in your mind today?
Well, again, Matt, I'm in Tiffany's district, and I was talking to a gentleman this morning at Menards, older fella, and he said, and I've heard this from different ones before, people that I encounter and try to have a civil conversation with, Joe Biden's spending is what's causing inflation. This is what I hear from people. But I've heard Stiles say it, too. So that's their talking point, Matt. So that's all I got, Matt.
Thanks. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Northwoods Terry. Northwoods Terry is from the 7th Congressional District. I have relatives in the 7th Congressional District, brother-in-law in Hayward, Wisconsin, nephew and niece-in-law in Wisconsin Rapids. It's great. It's a great part of the state. And it used to be that Dave Obey represented it. And now what's happened? I don't know what's happened. But what they're saying is baloney, that it's Biden's spending. Are you kidding me? The pandemic spending was necessary, and a lot of that came from Trump. You just had to do it or the country would fall apart. But Biden right now, in the CHIPS Act, in hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure, has produced the lowest unemployment and the largest job growth, which yields taxes, since the Vietnam War. Going back to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, first of all, regarding inflation, according to Business Insider and the Wall Street Journal, roughly two-thirds of so-called inflation is big corporations raising prices. And you can tell it that this is why it is, because they're getting record profits. And they're raising prices because they can do it and blame it on inflation. So guess who's causing the inflation? But that's only a part of this thing. Another part of it is, and this is from an article in Reuters, but I'm sure other news organizations have it, dated April 30th, 2020. And that is, you wonder why our gas prices were going up for quite a bit of time. Well, on that date, they reported that Trump had called the Saudis, and he basically told them, cut production. And essentially the reason for that was because that was in the middle of the pandemic. People weren't using much gas. And our oil companies, they weren't losing money, but their profits were going down. And he just did it to increase the profits. Again, that sounds like price gouging to me. So, you know, all this stuff about blaming Biden for inflation, blaming Biden for the immigration problem, blaming Biden. First of all, most of it's not Biden. And secondly, all this is being done is to stir up anger and hate and fear so that people will, you know, hate Biden and vote blindly for any Republican that gets on the ballot, unfortunately, including an insurrectionist. My rant.
You're right.
Anyway.
Well, it's not a rant. You're a professional educator, and you made up some very good points. And I'll point out something else. It was just announced that 20 million people have signed up for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, in the last year. It was one of the great pieces of legislation. Joe Biden was one of the point guys on it when he was vice president. Of course, Barack Obama deserves the credit. And the country is fighting inflation more effectively than any other industrial or other country in the world. Biden has done a superb job. And they just come right out and say this stuff. It's Biden spending. Oh, really? Well, what spending don't you want? You don't want Social Security? You don't want Medicare? You want Medicaid? What is it you don't want? You don't want hard infrastructure? You don't want people building bridges and highways and water systems? You don't want that? You don't want soft infrastructure? What is it you don't want? They always talk generally. It's this and that. And they sit on their butts and they do nothing. And that's good if they're not up to some criminal mischief. But some of them in that House caucus are really bad news. They're really bad news. Coming up very shortly, we have a civil rights lawsuit out of Harvard. You should know the details about it coming up.
But it's the rose of mysterious union. Dead blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knees.
Eagle 1490 AM.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off.
Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Eagle 1490. This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a civil rights lawsuit, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, filed against Harvard University. It's about time. And it mirrors one that was filed against NYU, New York University, University of Pennsylvania, and Berkeley. And I'll tell you what, it should be filed against MIT, Cornell, and a lot of others. It's filed by Jewish students who allege in it, and they are correct, that these universities are not protecting them from attack, assault, harassment based on race, religion, which are the effective parts of the statute. And they're absolutely right. What's happened is there are organized people on these campuses, and many of them are foreign students, come from the Middle East, Africa, Asia, deeply anti-Semitic. And they harass them. They will surround them, like two or three guys will surround a Jewish girl and yell at her and scream at her. In Harvard, they actually punched some kid in the business school going along. That can't be tolerated. That cannot no longer be tolerated. We're not putting up with that. We're not putting up with it in the great state universities like University of Wisconsin system. It's happening in California. It's happening in Berkeley. It's happening elsewhere. There has been insufficient attention given to this organized anti-Semitism that is really nothing more than an attack on Western civilization and on the United States. These people that are doing this look on Jewish people as somehow the face of Western civilization. Israel is very much part of the West, intellectually and culturally, and desires to live in peace with everybody around it, and they're constantly attacked. Well, what it does is it peels off the thin veneer of civilization, and it unmasks some deeper anti-Semitism in Europe and in some places in this country. We're not putting up with it anymore. Harvard had a clown as the president, this Claudine Gay. Penn had a clown. A lot of clowns. MIT has a clown. Why the clowns? Why not get them the hell out? And then you have a convocation. First of all, you screen your admissions standards and also admissions of foreign students. 30% of the students at MIT are from foreign countries, many of them deeply anti-Semitic cultures. Why are we putting up with this? We can no longer put up with it. And I hope that the plaintiffs in the Harvard case are successful. And they get large damages, quite frankly, out of Harvard and the rest of these universities. I'm tired of this. One of the lines, Dave of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dave, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, you mentioned Berkeley. You know, there's a lawsuit against the Board of Regents of the University of California system. And it alleges that, you know, Jews can't participate in student groups. And that's largely true, at least on the left side, because there's about 36 organizations that refuse to allow Jews to become part of those organizations, unless they denounce Israel, if they support Israel in any way, and pretty, and Israel is part of Jewish identity, so it's talking, they're talking about if you're right. Jewish in any way, you can't participate on the progressive side. Now, that's just pure anti-Semitism. And by the way, Jews are extremely progressive. You know, for example, there's about 36 members of Congress who are Jewish, or 36. Only two of them are Republicans. The rest are Democrats. And, you know, as Barney Frank, head of the, I forget what the name of the committee is, Senate, or House, by the counterpart to the House Finance Committee, to the Senate Finance Committee, we used to say that Jews are the most reliable Democratic voters. Jews and gays are the most reliable Democratic voters, Barney Frank used to say. He's both. But anyway, yeah, it's really, really a problem. And as someone progressive, you know, and if I was a student, as someone progressive, it really, it's something that really, really bothers me, because that interferes with the entire Jewish community not being able to participate in the progressive politics that they generally adhere to.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this has happened all around the country. And these student groups get money from the universities. The minute they say that anybody can't join because of their religion, their race, or anything like that, unless they renounce their First Amendment rights, they should disqualify that student organization. Get them the hell off of campus. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Expel those kids and any of them that come from a foreign country. Deport them immediately. This is America. We're not putting up with this crap. Kurt of Madison, my friend. What's up on your mind, Kurt of Madison? Kurt of Madison. Thanks
Hi.
For calling.
You know, ever since this Harvard thing came up, I decided I was going to do as deep of a dive as I could on Kay. Dig into her background, figure out who she was, where she came from, in addition to what you had already shared with everybody. And I got into a discussion with someone, and I said, you know, it really comes down to this. It's not the plagiarism. She is the top dog. I don't care about her background. Her failure to handle the problem was grounds enough for her to be fired. Plain and simple. If you want to move up the ladder to the top, then be prepared to do the job. If you don't do the job, you get fired. You're out. Goodbye. That's the way I see it. Plain and simple.
Yeah. You know, you hit the nail on the head, and the same was true of the president of the University of Pennsylvania. And then she got out, and then the president of MIT is bad news. But you're right. If you're the president of a university, and we've had some great ones, and there's one chancellor that I think very highly of, Mark Mone of UWM, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He's an outstanding chancellor. He could be a chancellor anywhere, and he could be the president of a university anywhere. And he does the right thing, but he does it with an iron fist and a velvet glove. And people understand, they accept, he is a leader. Those people, Claudine Gay, the woman in Pennsylvania and at University of Pennsylvania, and the one at MIT were bad news. They were in over their heads. They had no business having those positions. We're coming to the end of the show. Coming up, another great show, Devil's Advocate with Nauman Kroot. Callers were great today. Thank you all for calling. Callers are a core part of this show. I learn a lot from the callers, and my other callers learn from each other. I really appreciate it. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.